from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Insel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Insel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Rick Insel Live. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and welcome in. Rick Hensel Live. Glad to have you here on a chilly Monday night at Sam's Sports Grill. Rick Hensel Live brought to you each and every Monday night by the good folks at the Ascend Federal Credit Union. And for the first time in my memory since we started doing this show, Coach Hensel is not going to be with us tonight. Coach had some dental surgery done today. He's doing fine. Should be back at practice tomorrow, but we're going to fill in the pieces tonight. We're going to have some great conversations with all three of our assistant coaches. We will have a player coming on at about the halfway point. We'll have freshman Kara Meadows from Clark Range. Tony will be talking with her. So we're going to continue in Coach's absence and give you a good show tonight. Time now to take a look at our weekly headlines. Brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick up one around town every Monday, or you can log in to MurfreesboroPost.com. And headline number one tonight concerns one of our players. Anna Jones was named the Conference USA Freshman of the Week today. That's the second time that Anna has received that honor this season, and the second time in 3 weeks she has been named Freshman of the Week. Anna averaged 16.5 points and 5 rebounds in 2 Raider wins this past week. Congratulations to Anna Jones. The Lady Raiders have won 5 of their last 6 games. They have moved into sole possession of 4th place. They're in the top 4 of Conference USA right now at the halfway point of the league. And 7 teams are separated by just 2.5 games, with 8 games remaining to be played. Boy, this season gets away from you in a hurry, doesn't it, once it gets started. Our third headline, Middle Tennessee is ranked number 10 in the nation in scoring defense, allowing just 54.6 points per game. The Lady Raiders have held 9 opponents to less than 50 points this season, which is the second most in program history. The most opponents the Raiders have held below 50 is 10 back in the 2012-2013 season. That record could and should fall this season. So congratulations on that mark. Well, here at the halfway point, and if you have the sheet that Tony has distributed, you'll see the league standings on there, along with a lot of other statistical information about the Raiders. Right now, Western Kentucky is in the driver's seat with a 7-1 record. UAB is tied with Rice for second at 6-1, and Middle Tennessee is 5-3, and those are the top 4 teams in Conference USA. And then we get kind of crowded in the middle of the standings with UTEP, Southern Miss, and Florida Atlantic all at 4-3. La Tech, who will be in here this week, 4-4. Charlotte and FIU are 3-4. The bottom 4 teams are North Texas, Old Dominion, Marshall, and San Antonio. And we'll talk with our coaches a little bit more in detail about the schedule coming up and about the league standings. So it's one game this week, and this is a little unusual. The Raiders have the bye week this weekend, so we'll not have a game either Saturday or Sunday. We'll play Thursday night at 6:30 at the Murphy Center against Louisiana Tech. We're going to be talking with our 3 assistant coaches tonight. Kim Bruton will be first up on the podium here, and then Shalon Pillow, And then we'll have our student athlete, Kara Meadows, come in, and then we'll round it out with Coach Tom Hodges. So that's the way the program is going to evolve tonight in the absence of Coach Ensel. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back with assistant coach Kim Bruton. That'll be coming up right after this timeout. Rick Ensel Live coming to you on the Blue Raider Sports Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com. The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
So, you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
And we are back at Sam's Sports Grill here on a Monday night. Rick Ensel Live brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. A word first about the Tennessee Education Lottery. They're one of our fine sponsors. Proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. How about a nice welcome for Blue Raider assistant coach Kim Bruton, who is joining us up here on the stand. Got some fans out there, Kim.
Happy to be here.
Kim is the longest tenured member of Coach Ensel's staff in her 8th year. And, boy, the time gets away, doesn't it?
It definitely does. You know, Grace was in second grade, and Kaylin was in preschool when we moved here, and now Grace is a freshman at Oakland, and Kaylin's in fifth grade. And we didn't even think about Gabe when we first moved here, and now he's 2, so it definitely goes by fast.
Gabe is the latest addition to the family. Kim's husband, Eric, is a WNBA and top college basketball official. He's here tonight, and I think all the kids are here, aren't they?
That's right. On his off nights, he's on daddy duty.
Okay. All right. Well, Kim, you played basketball, and you played college basketball, so you know what this game is all about and how difficult a game it is to play.
Absolutely. You know, my dad, college coach all my life, and he tried really hard when I was growing up to talk me out of going into coaching, but it's definitely in our blood. My sister's a college coach. She's at Lincoln Memorial. You know, so I've been around it all, my whole life. I don't know any other life but being a basketball coach.
Your dad coached at Liberty University when you played there. And now he is at Gardner-Webb, I think.
That's right. He took the job at Liberty and actually took them to Division I. And I was fortunate enough to play with him on two championship teams. And then my last year at Liberty, he left and took the job at the University of Southern Mississippi. But I didn't want to transfer and have to sit out. So I finished at Liberty and then went down to Southern Mississippi to be a graduate assistant for him.
Well, and I also understand you did some radio work down there.
I did. They have nepotism down there, so I wasn't allowed to be on his staff, but I was allowed to do the radio there, so it was a great experience.
Well, that's great. So you know what that microphone is all about. Well, Kim, your responsibilities are numerous, to say the least. What would you say is the most important part of your job?
Well, recruiting, because, you know, that's the lifeline of our team and our program. So that's something that's every day, 365 days a year. So that's probably the most important aspect that I'm involved in. And the whole staff's involved in recruiting. And then my other responsibility is coaching the perimeter and then scouting the opponents.
Well, recruiting, the rules that the NCAA has on recruiting are very straight line. I mean, they tell you when you can go out, when you can't go out, what you can do, what you can't do. How long did it take you to get adjusted to all of that?
Well, you know, I was familiar with them being a coach's daughter. The NCAA is constantly changing rules, so we have to make sure that we stay ahead of that, and we have to take a test every year on the recruiting rules to make sure we know all that before we're allowed to go off campus and recruit.
And recruiting is more than just getting in the car and going to see a game, but you have to, once you are following a player, you just have to keep following them, don't you, and see how they're progressing and go see them play when you can.
Absolutely. And, you know, coaching female athletes is about building relationships. So we have to do it's an important part that we spend a lot of time building those relationships with the players and with their parents so they're comfortable to send their daughters to play for us for 4 years.
Now, there are some players who are heavily recruited, some not as heavily recruited. Do you look at it as a challenge to go after a player who has a lot of schools going after them?
Absolutely. You know, I'm competitive. I played basketball, you know, so when you're an athlete and you compete at everything. We compete at card games with our family, you know, so we're the same way with recruiting. You know, we don't care who's going after them. We're going to go out there and try to get the best fit for our program.
Well, and if I know Coach Ensel, he is ethical enough to be able to have everything out on the table, and because we've heard some horror stories about recruiting, you know. But I think all three of you will go out there and be as honest as you can with these kids.
Absolutely. That's how Coach Ensel wants our program to run. We're very open and honest with everything we do, and we're not going to change that.
Okay. I wanted to remind you, while we interrupt our conversation in just a moment, if you want to still get in on the drawing for the nice luggage. Coach Hodge, send those questions up there and we'll put your name in the pot. Well, since we were talking about recruiting, let's talk a little bit more about specifics. And you have already players committed for next year, four players, I believe.
That's right. We signed four players during the November early signing period. We're really excited about them. We wanted to get some depth in our perimeter, and that's what we went out and did with this class. We wanted to get some athleticism and some players that can really push the ball, score the ball, and run the floor. So we're really excited about these four that we've signed.
And you can talk about them now, can't you?
Absolutely.
The Whittington Twins from Riverdale. Let's talk about them.
Well, I mean, they're just hard-nosed. They have great work ethics. They're from a winning program at Riverdale. They know what it takes to win championships, and that's what we want to be a part of our program.
And obviously, they want to be a part of that program themselves since they have committed to come here.
Absolutely. You know, playing in front of their fans and family was important to them, and it was just a perfect fit for them to come to Middle Tennessee. And we were really excited for Alexis to be a McDonald's All-American nominee. We're really proud of her.
Now, have you figured out how to tell them apart?
Absolutely. Yes, you can definitely tell them apart. Well, and the fact that they have different numbers helps too.
You're going to have to pass that along to the rest of us when they get out on the floor. All right, they are two perimeter players. And then a young lady from Atlanta, I believe, is also an outside player.
Yeah, Taylor Sutton, she's a point guard. She had originally committed to Georgia Tech and then decided to decommit, and Coach Hodges was able to get on her. And that position was really important for us to have a point guard. She was highly rated, so we're really excited to have her. She's got great basketball IQ. She comes from a great high school program in Greater Atlanta Christian with a high school coach that played in the SEC, so she understands what it takes to play at this level. So we're real excited to get her.
And that'll be good because we know Katie Collier is going to be a senior next year, and have somebody has to step into that position.
Absolutely. And then the fourth player we signed was Makai Dowdell out of Oak Ridge. And I'm really excited for her because she just moved in the 10th all-time scoring list at Oak Ridge. And she's 5 points away from surpassing her mother on that list. So I'm super excited for her to do that in her next game.
Well, that's right. You know, some of these girls will probably be out here in March in the basketball tournament. So we want to urge our fans to get out and see our future recruits.
Absolutely. They can get a sneak peek of what's to come for our future by coming to the state tournament.
Okay. Just got back from a road trip to Huntington, West Virginia with a win over Marshall, and then followed that up with a good win over Charlotte yesterday. So right now things are going pretty well for our basketball team.
Exactly. Anytime you can go on the road and win a conference game, it's huge. And the biggest thing about that trip, Dick, was the fact that our administration allowed us to charter a flight to Marshall. So we were able to leave as soon as the game was over. We were back in Murfreesboro by 9:30 p.m. Our players were allowed to rest, and I think that was a huge fact and us winning the game on Sunday.
We saw a lot of zone from both of those teams, and I thought we handled that part of our offense very well.
Absolutely. Our post did a good job of getting the ball out. We went inside out. Our guards shot with confidence. I think we hit 13 threes against Marshall and hit 8 against Charlotte. So we were really excited for the girls to shoot with confidence and knock down shots, and we can definitely build on that.
And one of your perimeter players has been named Freshman of the Week for the second time in 3 weeks, so I know you're proud of Anna Jones.
Absolutely. She's been a great spark for our team. You know, she comes off the bench and she's just another threat out there on the outside. And the thing about her, not only can she shoot the ball, but she can score off the bounce as well.
Well, and she's going to be she's only going to get better and better.
Absolutely. And she's got a great work ethic and great basketball IQ, and she wants to help the team in any way she can.
Okay, Kim, it's been a pleasure talking with you. We talk with you on scouting reports every now and then. And speaking of that, I wanted you to kind of tell us how long it takes to put those scouting reports together, because they are very complex, they're complete, and the girls all have them in hand 2 or 3 days before the game.
Well, they're definitely very time-consuming. We want to make sure that we prepare our players the best that we can on the people that they'll be defending, what type of defenses that we're going to face, what type of offenses we need to run. So we do. We spend a lot of time. I probably couldn't even tell you how many hours we spend watching film. But that's our job. We want to prepare our team the best we can.
Kim, been a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations and on the good work, and keep it up.
Thank you.
Kim Bruton, how about a nice hand for Kim, Blue Raider assistant coach, and we will take a break. Rick Ensel Live will continue, and we'll have Coach Shalon Pillow coming up in our next segment. You're listening to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student-athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online, and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
K2 Agriculture and Turf is your Middle Tennessee farm equipment dealer and service center. As one of Tennessee's best Mahindra tractor dealers and with one of the largest inventories in Tennessee, they can provide you with the right size and type of equipment to fit your needs. So whether you are a full-time farmer, lawn care professional, weekend warrior, or you just need something to cut the grass around Mama's house, they have two convenient locations, one in Lebanon at 3828 Murfreesboro Road and one in Murfreesboro, or visit them online at k2agpro.com.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Pizza just got better.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. We're on a Monday night. And in case you missed it early, Coach Ensel is not with us tonight. We are happy to have our assistant coaches come in and chat with us for just a little while. And we will welcome now assistant coach Shalon Pillow. How about a nice hand for Shalon? Shalon joined our staff a few years ago from the staff of the University of Kentucky. I remember exactly when Coach Ensel brought you in and introduced you to the team.
Yes, sir. It was a really good opportunity to come down to Tennessee. It's the state where I played my collegiate career, and to get back into the state of Tennessee was really exciting for me, and to play for or be able to coach with Coach Ensel and such a great program.
Shalon, if you are not aware of it, played for Coach Pat Summitt at the University of Tennessee for 4 years. Went to a couple of Final Fours, I think.
Yes, sir. I went to two Final Fours.
Talk a little bit about that experience, because we don't get a chance to talk to people who have played at that level very often.
It was a great experience. It molded a lot of what I do today, being able to play under Pat Summitt. I didn't always get the lessons that I was learning at the time, but they've definitely come into effect now that I'm coaching.
You played, we played post, obviously. In,
yeah, a little college, point guard.
In college, and you are coaching post here in Murfreesboro and at Middle Tennessee. And you've got quite a collection of post players here. I think we had three last year. We've got six now.
Yeah, we kind of doubled up on our numbers, and yeah. It's good to have some younger post players to be behind the older ones. They have good role models to learn the system and know how we like to do things as Lady Raiders. So it's really good to have a good group to mentor the younger ones.
Coach Ensel is very strong on repetitions in practice, doing the same thing over and over. I've heard him say it 100 times, do it the same way every time. Do it my way, do it the same way every time, and do it right.
That's
And that's what you guys try to teach those.
Yeah, that's exactly what we teach them, and it works. So that's why we do it that way. Sometimes they get a little bored doing the same things over and over again, but it's a system that's been working for Coach Ensel for years, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. Right, Dick?
Right. Oh, well, that's right. You said hello to somebody on Facebook. We are live on Facebook, by the way, and thanks to Jessica Watts and her magic camera and microphone. Tell us a little, was that some of your family you were saying hello
to? Oh, yeah, it was my mom.
Tell us about your family and growing up in Ohio.
Well, I'm from Madison, Ohio. It's right outside of Cincinnati, about 20 minutes. My dad was my high school coach. He's also the mayor of our town. So I think he has a meeting, so he's not watching right now. But my mom is watching, and my sister, she's up in Boston watching. So we got coast-to-coast going on around here. We got some viewers.
I want to hear some well, you're a great high school player and were obviously recruited. Tell us some recruiting stories, if you have any, about, if you recall, when you were a good high school player.
I wish I knew then what I know now about the recruiting process. It would definitely help me out. I was all over the map as far as where I wanted to go. My top five schools were Toledo, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, and Iowa. So I was all over the place. Wasn't quite sure where I wanted to go, but it came down to Tennessee just because they were winning, and it was close enough to home. I was far enough, but I was close enough. There wasn't anything really crazy. I mean, there's a lot of NCAA regulations that don't allow crazy things to happen anymore, but I had a good experience overall with my recruiting.
All right, talk a little bit about playing for Pat Summitt.
Well, the best way I can describe it is intense. It definitely prepared me for life. If you can make it through one of Coach Summitt's practices each day for 4 years, you can definitely make it in just about anything. She definitely prepared her players for whatever they're going to do after basketball.
When did you decide you wanted to get into this crazy business?
Well, Dick, I'll tell you, I didn't want anything else to do with basketball after I finished with Tennessee. I was ready to do a 9-to-5, have 2.5 kids, white picket fence, and all that good stuff. But it was just in my blood. I tried to get away from it, but when I had free time, I was still coaching or doing lessons or something like that. And
you did some AAU or amateur basketball camps or something, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I played AAU. I coached some camps, and then I ended up going to South Florida to do director of basketball operations because I thought I wanted to get into administration. I still didn't want to coach. After a year there, I decided coaching is what I want to do. I got hired there as a coach, went to Hofstra, Kentucky, and now I'm at Middle Tennessee State.
And we're glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here, Dick.
All right, how about a hand for Shalon Pillow, Blue Raider assistant coach. And we will next be talking to one of our players, Kara Meadows, a freshman. We'll be up here with Tony Stennett. Right now, we're going to go online and talk to Natalie Hughes from the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Could not be with us in person tonight, but Natalie, we're glad to have you on the line.
Well, good evening, Dick. How are you doing?
We're doing great up here. Coach Ensel is out tonight. You're out tonight, so we're just putting it together.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. Dick, I just wanted to let all of the MTSU students, faculty, and staff, and also your listeners know that they are eligible to join Ascend Federal Credit Union. And they can visit any one of our four financial centers in Rutherford County and join for just a one-time fee of $5.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah. And another thing that Ascend is doing right now is we are right in the middle of offering our 12 $1,000 scholarships. And those scholarships, Dick, we've been getting a lot of questions about that. They are divided into six traditional scholarship and non-traditional scholarships. The traditional scholarships go to high school students. The non-traditional students would be those older people that maybe are going back to school. And so I just wanted to let people know that they can go to ascendfcu.org and complete the scholarship application online.
Good, and you need to get that done here within the next couple of weeks, don't you?
Yes, you do. Well, it ends the end of February, but we are offering up until the 15th of February. They will receive a $10 deposit into their Ascend account, and that will they'll also be eligible to win an iPad. We're going to be having a drawing for an iPad.
Okay, we'll make a note of that, get that done. Natalie, thanks so much for visiting with us, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Natalie Hughes with the Ascend Federal Credit Union visiting with us here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Tony Stennett will be talking with one of our Blue Raider freshmen, Carol Meadows. That'll be coming up right after this timeout on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm Agent Deb Insel, at 931-684-5274.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
Just so darn agreeable.
Of course you're agreeable. You're a Roscoe Brown Heating and Air Maintenance Agreement.
Yes, and thus I save homeowners tons of money.
Hmm. Kind of like your doctor giving you a physical checkup twice a year.
But without the two-hour wait.
Call Roscoe Brown Heating and Air to get a valuable maintenance agreement.
Yes, I agree. See how agreeable I am?
Go to RoscoeBrown.com and give us a call.
RoscoeBrown.com.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor. Brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back in to Sam Sports Grill and Rick Insel Live, powered by Learfield. And now time for the player interview segment of our show. And proud to have with us freshman center Kara Meadows from Clark Range, Tennessee. And first of all, Kara, just tell us a little bit about some of your people watching tonight. We got, I know your parents, Jason and Jamie, are probably out there watching on Facebook Live. So anybody you want to give a shout out to, we'll give you that opportunity first.
Probably just my mom and dad and my aunt and my cousin Molly. So thanks for watching.
Well, something, Kara, I noticed, obviously I would say you guys have a very supportive family and a basketball family, because those who have followed you this season obviously know in the preseason you had that ankle injury that cost you the first 15 games of the year plus all of the preseason. But I noticed on many trips and home games your parents were there supporting the team and so forth. So talk a little bit about that and what that meant, not only to have them there, you know, for you, and you're not able to play, which tells me they're also there for your basketball team as well.
Yeah, my parents have always been, like, my number one supporters, and they have come, like, almost every game besides some of the far ones. But, yeah, they just love it. And, like, my family, we just love watching basketball, even if I'm not playing and they're there to support the team.
Well, let's go back to the preseason. You know, you had been here throughout the summer, going to class and kind of getting acclimated and doing a really good job. And then the very first day of official basketball practice, you know, that morning you had the ankle injury that you know, put you out for almost 2 months. Talk about that morning and what it was like, knowing you had worked so hard and coach was, you know, really high on the progress you were making, and then, you know, just like that, an injury kind of sidelined you.
Yeah, it was a very hectic day. I remember dislocating it. It was really bad. But just the support from all my teammates, even just that day, and the coaches just being there with me, it really helped me just get through it and just keep working to get back. And it was just a long process, but it's still worth it right now. And just all the support I've had really helped me through it.
I guess you got to be really close with Cassie, our head athletic trainer, during that time. And one thing I was real impressed with on all the road trips as well as home games is the amount of work you were putting in on the side. I mean, you had some real workouts, didn't you, with Cassie? But just talk about that rehab and the work y'all put in to get you back and kind of where you feel right now. Probably not 100%, but able to get back on the floor with your teammates a little bit.
Yeah, I was with Cassie every day, sometimes twice a day. She really worked me hard and put me through a workout, but I don't think my ankle would be where it is today. Like, almost healed, not completely, without her. I had some really hard workouts, but it was worth it.
What about during that time? How much has it helped you to kind of, you know, sit back and learn from other, you know, other post players, specifically those experienced players in front of you, such as Gabby Lyon, and Alex Johnson and so forth, Rebecca Reuter?
Yeah, watching them, I learned a lot, just what I needed to do on the post and, like, how I needed to position myself to score. But looking up to them has been a big role model for me, and that's kind of how I've tried to adjust my game by how they play.
Well, talk about, Kara, some of the recruiting process. Of course, we mentioned you're from Clark Range and the Upper Cumberland area, a very, very tough area for high school basketball all across the board. It makes no difference whether it's single A, double A, or triple A basketball. Clark Range, where you played, one of the top programs in the state, regardless of class. And I guess you guys took as much pride beating double A and triple A teams as you did dominating your single A. But talk about those years and getting to play for a really outstanding high school basketball coach.
Playing at Clark Range was a really great experience for me. They had a great fan base, just like MTSU does, and it was awesome to play there because losing wasn't an option. And, like, even if we was playing a triple A team, you still, even if we lost, it was just like playing a single A team. The expectations was just the same.
Right. Well, talk about the state tournament this year. You got to play at Murphy Center this past year, 2017. Folks, you're looking at the best player in the state of Tennessee right here from a year ago, Miss Basketball, Kara Meadows. And, of course, to win that award and be named Miss Basketball on the court at Murphy Center, where you would later play your college ball, and to win a state championship and do all of the – what did that mean to go through that process and do that stuff on a court that one day the fans and such would be your fans at Middle Tennessee?
It was awesome. It was an awesome feeling to be named Miss Basketball on, like, the court I would be playing in MTSU. It set kind of high expectations because I knew I'd be coming in, and I really wanted to do well and prove that I was, like, Miss Basketball as a freshman and all that. And it was just an awesome experience all together, and getting named Miss Basketball was just awesome.
Also, during your senior year, 45 points you scored in a single game, which is an Upper Cumberland record as well as a scoring record there at Clark Range. Also, had the state's high scoring average. But I think what stood out to me, Kara, is when you broke that record, it was in, I believe, the sub-state. It was deep in the postseason. So your team really needed you to play well and advance in the tournament. So scoring 45 points is a heck of a feat. But to do it when your team really needs you, not just to do it against just somebody, does that add to that accomplishment?
Yeah, it adds a lot. That game was definitely one I'll always remember because, like, that's awesome. I like scoring like that.
I mean, you got to know when you're playing that you're scoring a lot of points. I mean, you're scoring, I'm sure, a lot in the post. So that's a lot of field goals to put up. At any point, did you kind of have that feeling like, man, I've scored a lot of points tonight? Or was it just kind of in the flow of the game and you didn't really realize that until afterwards?
I didn't really realize it, but about – I remember, like, the third quarter, the bookkeeper, Cindy Sowers, kind of informed me that I was close to it. So that kind of made me want to score even more.
Last thing is you played your travel ball for Coach Tom Ensel and Tennessee Fly. So you got to play for Tom Ensel, and now you're playing for Rick Ensel. So I'm curious, did those times with Tom Ensel help prepare you for Rick Ensel, or is that just a whole different coach in itself?
I think it prepared me. Like, the pace of the game with Flight is just, it's kind of like it is today. I mean, college is definitely more fast-paced, but, like, playing with Flight and playing that pace, and it really helped me prepare and kind of get my mindset of what college was going to be like, and playing with, like, people in the state just as good as you or better.
Right.
Was what I knew college was going to be like. So, yeah, it definitely helped me prepare, and it was kind of the same as playing for Coach Ensel.
Well, either way, you had a winning coach. Both of them did an outstanding job. And, Kara, I know already you're becoming a fan favorite, and people are certainly looking forward to an outstanding career, you know, out of you. And I'm, for one, so glad you're here, having seen some of your games and stuff at Clark Range and knowing what Upper Cumberland basketball is all about. So, once again, so happy you're here and looking forward to a great career. And part of the reason I think Coach Ensel does this with the freshmen and the newcomers is so our fans and our people out there know what outstanding young ladies we have in the program. You certainly one of those. But welcome aboard, and hope it all turns out exactly the way you want it to go.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Kara Meadows, one of our outstanding freshmen. When we return, the old pro, Dick Palmer, will be visiting with Coach Tom Hodges. More Rick Ensel Live, powered by Learfield, when we return.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high-quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
I want a credit card that makes me feel good about using it, not guilty.
I want a credit card that is simple to understand.
That's why we designed the Ascend Visa Platinum Rewards Card with a low fixed rate, no balance transfer fee, and 1% cash back on qualified purchases.
I want a credit card with cash back so I save every time I spend.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. 1% foreign transaction fee applies. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit TryGreenEquipment.com today.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back in to Rick Hensel Live, coming to you on a Monday night, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our fine sponsors, the Lee Company. Best home services team in town for all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. The Lee Company is the team to call, 867-1000 or online at leecompany.com. Coach Tom Hodges is visiting with us next, and welcome in, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. This is a nice treat to join you this Monday evening, and certainly wish Coach Hensel the best. And, happy to be here in his absence.
I'm sure he's listening, watching, or whatever.
I guarantee you he's watching and taking meticulous notes on all of our performances.
Well, you probably already talked with him about practice, but your assistant coaches were in charge of practice today, and how did you think it went?
Well, it's kind of like when your parents leave home and you don't want to break anything. You know, there's certain rooms you don't really want to go in. That was us today. So we had a non-contact practice today, which is good, just because the schedule laid out that we haven't had an off day since post Southern Miss. So really got to maintain our physical stature leading up in Louisiana Tech. And we had a non-contact day that allowed us to sharpen up on some things but not bang on their bodies too bad.
Yeah, and we need to keep that edge that we've been able to develop over the last three or four games.
Yeah, absolutely. Any type of momentum right now is good. You get in the conference season, and you'd like to get in a little bit of a schedule and a little bit of rhythm. So all that we can do to help that, certainly on our end, is to nothing but the benefit of the girls.
I've been trying to figure out. Now, you're in either your 10th or 11th year with Coach Ensler, I think.
Well, yesterday he said 25. I don't know. But probably all told, being with him in some sort of capacity, it is 25 years. I believe this is 10 at middle. Took the hiatus and went to Morehead State, but certainly have enjoyed every step of the way, not only with Coach Ensel, but being in the Lady Raider program and outstanding student athletes that we've had.
Talk about some of the early acquaintances or beginnings with Coach over in Shelbyville.
Well, I was kind of like the fifth Beatle. I didn't have any brothers growing up. Had an older sister, so I was always looking for somebody to play with and somebody to shoot basketball with. And he had three sons, so that are all in the same peer group as myself. So we just naturally kind of fell in together. And Matt and I, every athletic team that we've ever both been on, we were on together. So it was just became a natural friendship that grew over time. And as things progressed and our careers progressed and our career paths, we both got into coaching, and that kind of set us on a course that led us to where we both are today.
And you went to Tennessee Tech in Cookeville.
We don't like to talk about that, Mr. Palmer. I mean, there's no reason to drag the radio show down. I don't know why we just got so negative right there.
That's in the bio, so we. But you did work with Coach Worrell up at Tennessee Tech, a great basketball coach.
Absolutely. Coach Ensel was responsible for that. He had a multitude of players go and play it at Tennessee Tech, and he knew that I wanted to get into coaching. Didn't have any NBA aspirations for my playing career, so he reached out to Coach Worrell, and I don't think Coach Worrell had much of a choice whether or not to take me to raise for those years. But those were some great years, really learning what being a college basketball coach is supposed to look like, what a program looks like. Had some success while we were there, so I got a chance to be a part and see college basketball on the Division I scale at a really early age.
Yeah, and another good program at UT Chattanooga.
right? Another opportunity for Coach Ensel to intercede on my behalf, and he reached out to Coach Wes Moore and got me on board at Chattanooga, and we had a great year while I was there, and then he gets the job here at Middle in 2005, and the rest, as they say, is history. So we've had a heck of a run.
Coach Ensel's first game as the Blue Raider coach was at Chattanooga, as I recall.
It was. We played at the Roundhouse down in Chattanooga. Again, Dick, you're bringing up some negative things here tonight. I don't know. You've got a little bit of a sadistic tone to your questions here, but we bounced back after Chattanooga, and we got a big win against Houston to get Coach Ensel's number one victory during that first season here.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. I want time to stick around for the next segment and talk about our next opponent, Louisiana Tech. That'll be coming up right after this timeout on the Blue Raider Network. Rick Ensel live from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
When you play the new Multiplier Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery, there's a chance you could win more cash than you expected. In fact, with Multiplier Games, you could turn $1,000 into $10,000, $5,000 into $250,000, or you could even turn $10,000 into a whopping $2 million. So pick up a Multiplier Instant Game today, and you could just watch the cash fall into place. Multiplier Games, new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
The home of the Blue Raiders, News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live for our final segment here on a Monday night. As Blue Raider assistant coach Tom Hodges is visiting with us, let me tell you a little bit about one of our sponsors, Stones River Mall. More than 60 stores and restaurants out here. Murfreesboro shopping destination. You can shop for your favorite looks at Binks, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports, and then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's Sports Grill. Stones River Mall. Well, Coach, you conducted practice today, and we talked about that. We're leading into our only game this week, which will be Louisiana Tech on Thursday night. I know you're putting together the scouting report on the Lady Texters, and they've got a good young coach there who's done a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most storied programs in all of college basketball. Three national championships. You walk into that arena and you see all the Final Four banners. Coach Storr played in that program. She was on their last Final Four team and is really restoring some of that old tradition that they've had. Very well coached. They've got three players that probably could play anywhere in the country for anybody in the country. So excited to get them in here and start really preparing, double down on preparing for Louisiana Tech tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be their ninth conference game, our ninth conference game, so each one of us are due a weekend off, I guess.
We are, and locked in the standings. We're right there as this thing starts to shake out and seeds start becoming apparent. They're going to be in the mix just like we hope to be.
Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your decision to go to Moorhead after being with Coach for several years, and because I know it was a tough decision to make as your wife Hillary was coaching a state championship team at Riverdale, and how tough was that?
Well, it was extremely tough. By the way, Hillary's a much better coach in our household. Let me get that on record and get that over the mass airwaves.
Because she'll be watching and listening tonight.
If she's not, let's record it and send it to her just so I'm on record that Coach Maxwell is by far the best coach in our household. But it was tough on different fronts. She certainly had just came off a state championship at Riverdale and had everybody back, including Ty Petty. The success was there. I'd just been offered my first Division I head coaching job at 26 years old. So we weighed a lot of things. We had an unbelievable success here. We felt like we were recruited well here. A young lady named Ebony Rowe was about to walk through the door that we were excited about. But ultimately, we made that decision to go to Moorhead State and had, four good years up there, met some of our best friends I'm still in contact with, had some invaluable experience. Luckily, we lived to tell about it, Mr. Palmer, and I'm up here with you right now, and there's no better place than I'd be right here right now than in Sam's Sports Bar and Grill in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I can tell you that.
Well, we were glad to get you out of those Kentucky hills and get you back down here. And
I waved as we flew over the other night at Marshall. I just waved and we kept going.
We could talk about your wardrobe up there a little bit. I don't know if we want to talk about that, but you let me borrow one of your coats here a year or so ago. Yeah, which I appreciate it.
That's probably the best thing that came out of those 4 years was our sponsorship with Loudmouth, and again we met some great people, had a lot of fun while we were up there, and luckily Coach Ensel was gracious enough to bring us back and continue our career here in Murfreesboro.
Well, you guys are doing a great job out there, and we've won 5 out of 6 and going for another one on Thursday night, so let's go pick it up.
Absolutely, that's what we got to do right now. Conference play, it's first to the finish.
All right, Coach Tom Hodges visiting with us here on Rick Ensel Live. That's going to wrap up our portion of the Monday night program. Chip Walters will be along with Coach Kermit Davis. That'll be coming up in just 2 or 3 minutes, so stay with Tom. Thanks for being here. Coach will be back next week. Until then, this is Dick Palmer for Coach Rick Ensel, Rick Ensel Live, brought to you by Learfield.
From Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Rick Ensel Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Ensel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Ensel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans, and by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.